This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning. Okay, so we're up to Simon Gimel, Sifut Gimel. Lo Yashtin Mu'umat. So we're just finishing off today the halachas of going to the bathroom. Lo Yashtin Mu'umat. The person shouldn't be mashtin, shouldn't urinate standing up. It's Hanitazin Al Raglov, because of the spray that would go on his feet. Lo Shiyam is Mokum Kavaya. Unless he's standing in a tall place, in a very high up place, where there's no concern that the meiraglim is going to go on his feet, the meiraglim will fall onto soft ground. Pirush karka she'ina basula. No, it's not hard ground. Like a plowed field where it's soft ground. So again, we're talking about a situation where. That there's a concern that the Meirag Lion will go sometimes on his feet or something like that. So what's the problem? So it says the Mishnah Berurah, you've got in Chaf Gimel, Al Raglov, the Yoimru Shehu Krushivcha. They'll say about this person that he's Krushivcha, which he's got some sort of medical problem, She'en Meirag Lov Makalchin, that the Meirag Lion won't come out properly and the Shosin will sort of just drip out. But Krushivcha Ein Amoedid, and a Krushivcha is not able to have children. The Yoimru Abonov She'enim Shalei. And people will start rumors that his children are his children because this person is not able to have children. Imlai, unless, says Mishnah Berurah, Chafalad, im ein lo eitzes elu, if he's not able to go to the bathroom in a high place, etc. Or the examples that the Mechaber gives, sham im yef should be shibu, if he can't sit down in the bathroom, and to avoid the sort of the spray. Yuchel lasos. There's another eitz that he can do. He can touch him his private parts. He can just direct. He won't cause any spray or anything like that. Or you either with him or with a cloth or something like that. If it does happen that there's some sort of spray on his legs, then mitzvah shashram, it's a mitzvah to rub them. The interesting, the nowadays it's a slightly different story, and there's much less of a concern about these sort of things. You know, there's you go to the bathroom, and there's much less of a concern. And also, the post can say that, generally speaking, the Gemara's concern was talking about a situation where they wore clothes which were different. They wore long robes, and their legs were exposed, and therefore you could see the meiraglim on your legs, and therefore it was more of a concern. So the Metzias has somewhat changed a little bit, but anyway, that's what the halach says. It says, Sif Yudalit, Yizoheh Shelo Yechoiz Ba'ama V'yashtin. When a person is going to the bathroom, he should not touch the private parts. In lo me'ator ulamato, from the crown down, mipnei she'moitzi shichva zer levatolo. Because he could be moitzi shichva zer levatolo, and kenu nosu, unless he's married. We'll see what that means. Or midas chasidus dezoach filu benosu. I mean, it's chassidus, even if it's nasui, you should avoid touching those parts, says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Yud dalet olamata filim ha'ever the kishri muta me'ator olamata. Even if it's in a state of kishri, then it'll be muta. Me'ator olamata. Chavob mipnei shemaitzi rotsa le'mash. Aladei negiyosa bagid, by touching himself, kolidei chimun v'hiru. That could create a warmth or arousal, v'yovel azeh. And then it could come to Shichvazera. And the severity of this particular Issa is set out in Evan Ezra Simon Chaf Gimel. Who nosui? But if the person is married, then he has pas pasale, literally bread in his basket. That's the literal translation. But if the wife is a nida or away out of town, then he reverts and it's going to be awesome. But I am Bevan Oez, a similar Chaf Gimel Siftah, a Dafir Nosu, in a Mutab, a Heshav Yodu, La Amaklal, Elevashash, or Tzorach, and a Kebu. It's only a Heta for when he's actually going to the bathroom, but otherwise he should avoid touching those parts. Ha Nosui, the moment of Mokum Sheshta Pacha Shleipal, if he's in a situation where he's, you know, standing on a mountain edge or something like that, where there's other concerns, he's sort of worried, then Ein Lachav, Nosu Klal, then we're not worried anyway. Because you know, it's we're not worried about Yitzra Tokfe. Okay, halacha tezvav. Afilu mishne in an also mutar esayah bebeitzim Says the Mishnah Berurah, he can direct his meiraglayim. She'en mischamim al yedei kach. Touching the beitzim is not going to be mischamim. Is not going to have the same concern of yitzur teikvei. But if amim mutar lechus ba'amah lahashlin, sometimes you can actually touch the amah itself, the gid itself. Kagoyin al yedei mat lisova she'en mischamim through some sort of thick material that's not going to create any warmth. Aval yedei cholok also, but a thin material would be also. Yesh mafakfin gam yedei mat lisova mishum de lo yedin shira. It's very difficult to know what's the difference between a thick and a thin material. Okay, Tezayin. Vayutza, the nosu lechus ba'amel lahashtin aval ischachik lay. The whole heta is just is when it comes to miraglayim. But to scratch or anything, then it's not allowed. Says the Mishnah Berurah, lefisha chichuch, maybe the day chimum, that could create warmth. But bekal yovel de shichvazera, the same concern. Ba'ayin b'chay odem shemata al yedei beged of, that scratching through material is okay. Mutzah lisra zokin atachton to touch. Actually, the zokin tachton is a way of saying the pubic hairs. Actually, yiga ba'amah b'yodei, but not to touch the actual gid, the actual aver itself. I'm be'halacha. The be'halacha just says that it's mutzah to touch the hairs. The legara mealidei matlis ova, because it's no different to a thick cloth, and therefore it's also indirect. You're not actually touching the amah. That's why it would be okay. All right, halacha yudzayin, the last one of this simon, and then we'll leave it at this. Hamashen nekevov. This is quite a common shaila. Hamashen nekevov. If someone holds back from going to the bathroom, over mishum bal teshaktsu. It's over an issa deraisa of bal teshaktsu. It says in Mishnah Berurah, the imasha atzma leketanim. If he's holding back from ketanim, from urinating, over mishum bal teshaktsu. He is over the Issa of Baal Teshaktsu. Mishum lo yeh okar. It's dangerous. A person could medically endanger himself. And not only is he over Baal Teshaktsu, he could be over lo yeh okar to make himself sterile, unable to have children. If a person holds back from passing wind, eino over al Baal Teshaktsu, that is not an Issa of Baal Teshaktsu. And furthermore, gam ho Issa of Baal Teshaktsu nitcha lepnei kovod abrius. That is an important halacha, that this issa of Baal Teshaktsu is pushed aside because of Kovod HaBrius. We'll see in the footnotes in a minute a few more details about that. Kagoyin, Hameshai in the cave of, if someone holds back from going to the bathroom, Achi Yisimokon Sanua, V'chiyah Galtna, you can find a quiet place, so you can go to a nearby house or shul to use the bathroom there, rather than going, you know, in a place which is going to be embarrassing, that is allowed. Yizah Ma'oi, the person's got to be very careful, Kameach Hetev, to wipe himself off the bathroom properly, because even a small amount of tsaya, commercial cost of a sim and some iron bob, sifhein. The tov dichr, it's piatabaz, but mayim over reik. It's important to wash himself properly so there should be no problems in that respect. So just a couple of interesting horrors in the footnotes of the dishu. Number 16 is interesting. What is the get there of holding of needs in the bathroom and being over about the shark soup? So he says in number 16, in the cave of Kolkach, you don't need the bathroom so much. There's a sort of a mild feeling you need the bathroom. So we say later on in Hilchos Tefillah, this comes up that you're not over bath shaksu. So geder hadavar, and regarding the sort of the actual definition, he says as follows: if you think about something else. You do something else, you're going to sort of forget that feeling. Then both of these lavim go away. Well, the Sefer Uchos Rabbeinu, he brings from the stipler, it's just something not nice, you should go. Even if you've got a mild feeling to go, you should go. But you're not over the lavim. Regarding learning and davening, so he says in the next paragraph, within Issa Amiris Tivei Torah, Krishma and Brochus, the Visha Nitzrach in the cave of Kosov the Kalan, Shenoi Bechomi Sheini Yochel Ahamadis Atzme Ad Parso. If you can't walk Ad Parso 72 minutes, Afilu Sheini Misavik Kolkach Beshir Sheyesh Bemishon Isabat Shaks. Omnom. Misha is damned the Lefan of Brocha, Emrei Vorech Beshash Nitzrach in the cave, Yafsa as a Brocha. He's going to lose the opportunity of making the Brocha. Kosov the Kalan Shenechu Kachrenim Bedine. Then the Achrenim will argue about that, and Yochel Ahamadis Atzme Kodeshir Parso, Rei Mash Kosov the Kalan. Okay, that we'll get to in some place. Now, it says, look at interesting footnote number 19. He said, Kovod HaBrius pushes aside the Issa of Baal Teshaktsu. But Be'inyan Hetz Kovod HaBrius, the Mokum Issa Drabonon, Mashman Lekaman, Shenoeg Afilu Be'ofen Sheish Bezer, Ele Gnai Kotin Bavad. It doesn't have to be a big thing, even if it's a very small embarrassment. That is enough. Kavodah Brios doesn't have to be a big thing, even for a small thing. Number 20, Chagoyim Melamed Torah, where a person is, let's say, you're giving a shir, or you're speaking in public, or there's something like that, then and the person in the middle needs the bathroom. So to see what, how does that work? So is the Baal Tishak, so is Nisa Darai, but then Kavodah Brios. So what's the story? So then he says, Chagoyim, the example he gives is you're allowed to be concerned with Kavodah Brios, and that overrides Baal Tishak too. He says, Afilu Lugadayim. You're allowed to hold back to protect Kavodah Brios. What about a Baal Tfila? You're diving for the omelet, and in the middle, suddenly, you know, you need the bathroom. So he says in the next paragraph, that it's pressing, you need the bathroom. If you're able to hold out until you finish the davening, then you shouldn't interrupt because of Kavodah Brios. Next paragraph. I feel a haskel is followed because she'll tear from the cable. Because of the halacha lekamon, she in ain by mission about the shaksi which become Kavodah Brios. Mutzel a haskel, you're even allowed to begin davening to take for the omelet. And just one more footnote. For Misha ol lebima nikra b'tora. What if you get an aliyah, and as you go up to the aliyah, you suddenly feel you need the bathroom. He brings the halacha there. If they Kavodah Brios, mutzel lehamshich b'kriyoso, you're allowed to continue. If you're a Balkoire or a Balkoire, then you're allowed to actually continue laning. One final thing, just an interesting point. He says at the end, the last word of the Mishnah Berurah was, Toiv lirchus ketabas manuroik. It's important to maintain good hygiene and to wash yourself properly. There's no tsoya whatsoever. So he quotes the last note at the end of the 22, Beshem Ruchan Kanievsky, that Shekiyoim nowadays, Sheesh on the Naya Yafa, we've got proper toilet paper. That's considered tantamount to washing with the water. Just one final horror. Someone told me, very interesting, we've now finished our lockers in the bathroom. Tomorrow we'll discuss our lockers in Tilesu Daim, which are very relevant. But one final thing, someone told me that they asked for Zimun against the drug, but nowadays the halachas of kinuach, of wiping with your the left hand, not the hand, not with the right hand, because that's the hand that you're putting the tefillin on, You're wrapping your tefillin with, and if you should wipe with your left hand, does it apply nowadays? Because the whole bathroom setup is very different. So he said that it doesn't apply nowadays. And this halacha, which is there, and I saw later in Poskim, I think the Dirshu notes or perhaps the Pesach Chuvas, he brings the Poskim that say that because nowadays the whole system, you know, in those days they would wipe with stones and things like that. It's easy to get your hands dirty, but nowadays it's changed, and therefore perhaps these halacha don't apply. Say that.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.